Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. 8:05 on the clock. Thanks for joining us. We are joined right now by our good friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
Paul, how are you today?
Doing well. Yeah, enjoying a warm Halloween here for a change.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Yeah. Paul, when's the last time you dressed up, and what were you?
I think it was several years ago. I did like an 80s rocker costume.
Nice. Oh, God, that's great, Paul. That's great. That's awesome. Nicely done. What about the little ones today? What is the weather going to look like for all those trick-or-treaters out there?
You know, it looks spectacular. Certainly looks like a beautiful Halloween day, and the night stays very pleasant and very mild for this time of year as well. After some highs in the mid-60s today with all that sunshine, we'll see lows in the mid-30s tonight, clear skies, but not a lot of wind, and still looks like upper 60s to 70-degree highs Tuesday and Wednesday, some sun both days, lows at 43 Tuesday night, 53 Wednesday night, and then still even hovering up near 70 on Thursday with partly sunny skies. We do see some rain chances moving in with a cold front Friday with some showers, mid-50s for highs Friday, and then just kind of on and off with some rain through Saturday and Sunday with some highs in the mid-50s. But enjoying our weather certainly through Thursday of this week while we get it. Certainly try and get out there and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Always appreciate the updates, Paul. Have a great Halloween, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. You guys too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Big thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center, the best in the business. Appreciate them joining us.
Mm-hmm.
We have that is so good to hear, by the way. I cannot get over, especially any of us in you know, the Midwest that have experienced Midwest Halloween.
Oh yeah,
like man, we just very even any people out there that don't have anything going on for Halloween are excited for it being a nice day and
exactly.
Stuff. It's pretty cool. Very happy for these kids. I wanted to touch on this. I just thought this was a fun place to start. Of course, Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club going to come up a little bit later. This hour, we will get into the 10 most haunted places in Wisconsin. Going to touch on that as well. That
very
should
cool.
be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
and plenty more coming up for you. Let's see. This one right here, though. There are plenty of stores out there on Halloween candy, or stories out there on Halloween candy, costumes, and decorations.
Mm-hmm.
But here are a few of these strangest stories floating around. In a new BuzzFeed poll, people were asked what their favorite part of Halloween is, and 2% of people said it was pumpkin-shaped bath bombs.
What?
Pumpkin-shaped bath bombs.
I didn't even know there was such a thing.
Gonna admit,
pumpkin-shaped.
Pumpkin-shaped.
Yeah, journalistically, I should admit, I've never used a bath bomb. I don't even know really how they work or any of that stuff. I don't know a whole lot about them. I know that Patrick Mahomes likes them, it seems like.
I was thinking of that ad. Yeah.
That's all I got. That's it. Have you used these before, Seth, Mel? Have either of you?
I have not. My,
okay.
Beth has, I believed. But,
yeah,
but a couple
I
once or twice, yeah.
I've never seen a pumpkin-shaped one, and I hope it doesn't smell like pumpkin spice.
Yeah, right?
That's
yeah.
the last thing I want to be soaking in a bath with.
Yeah.
With pumpkin spice. I smell delicious.
The number one answer was decorations. 50% of people look forward to the decorations, followed by candy at 25%.
Okay. Wow, decorations is that high.
Mm.
Wow, that's a big jump. I have to agree, though. I love Halloween decorations. They're fun.
Yeah. So I would probably lean into the decorations just because that's month-long, sometimes even longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite thing about Halloween always has been, always will be, kids' costumes. It's you know, for every mummy and ghost that you see, those are great. I love these creative costumes that these parents come up with for their kids or mm-hmm. just having fun with them. I love the homemade projects, the homemade costumes. There's something about that that never gets old to me.
Quick note, we, of course, WRCT had their dance on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and they had a costume contest. One of the winners was a gentleman who had made a handmade completely the whole thing Ghostbusters outfit.
Whoa.
It was remarkable.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was it was really
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
That's cool.
The potato company, Potatoes USA, claims people have started a new tradition of handing out potatoes for Halloween instead of candy. What a convenient turn of events for them.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give kids something like that to throw at me. Are you kidding me? That would hurt.
Don't give him ideas, Seth.
I mean, he does not need to. No, Melissa, I, as a former knucklehead, I can tell you that's exactly what would
Where
happen.
Where can I throw this?
Yeah. I was one of those kids. I'll own it. We didn't ruin public property or anything but yeah, we were definitely knuckleheads on All Hallows Eve. That's for sure. Well, I make it sound like that was the only day we were. We always were.
They just saved it all up for Halloween.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious. I was actually a great kid. It's just this one day I was a knucklehead. My mother and father would have loved that.
It would have been easier to plan, yeah.
Some people, like a guy known as the Potato Man in Pennsylvania, started doing it as a joke and it caught on. The others have picked up on it. There are also people who hand out potato chips as an alternative to candy for a more savory option.
Potato chips, that's good. Yeah, potatoes.
Because that's also something for people who have allergies.
Exactly.
There are a lot of those.
You get those. They still sell those variety bags, right?
Absolutely.
As a side note, we knew my dad got a good paycheck if we got one of those boxes of those variety chips. Yep. Man, we felt like kings and queens that week. This is great. Yeah. They didn't last more than a couple. They never even made it through the whole week of school. But yeah, those are great. And a 31-year-old man in California named Dominic Salazar was arrested for drunk disorderly conduct early yesterday morning, and he was dressed as a bottle of Fireball cinnamon whiskey at the time.
Ooh.
It feels like if you're going to wear a costume like that, that's the one time you really, really cannot afford to be hammer drunk, doing some silly, stupid stuff like this.
It's a costume. You do not have to have the inside contents, of the costume in you. Okay, you're good. You don't need to smell like it. All right.
A neighborhood in Michigan City of Wynedoga has canceled Halloween trick or treating because of a massive roach infestation.
Ugh!
Yeah. A city?
Yeah.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Whole city.
They discovered a roach problem in an abandoned house that's so intense that they need to keep people from walking through the neighborhood to prevent further roach migration.
Oh my goodness. Now that's a scary story.
That's terrifying.
Wow.
It's a very scary story. I hope they got to, I hope they started talking about this less, as soon as they heard about it or whatever, because there's going to be a handful of people out there, these fake news lovers. That ain't real. They're just trying to get me not to, I'm going to go out there, oh God, roaches. You're going to walk in there they are not lying. That ain't good.
That's not a good story.
That is not good. I wanted to touch on this too, and I don't know how well this is going to go over everybody. We're trying to take more calls from audience members, and trying to play more audio stuff on the air and have expand the show a little bit, try some different things, do some different stuff. We've been doing the same show for a while. It's fun to let it evolve here and there. So I do want to open up to the audience until about 8:20. We'll take calls until about 8:20. And while we're talking about doing different things or whatever, feel free to call up. And I want to know your wildest or your the Halloween costume you're most proud of. The one that you you love so much that you worked on it, or it was you thought it was a really creative idea or whatever it might be. So 424-2600, feel free to call up. Let us know those funky fun Halloween costumes and stuff. And by the end of the show, I'll ask you two what yours is. I don't want to put you on the spot, though.
Sure.
I want to give you a chance to think about it. But don't let me forget either.
Okay.
Growing up, I've always been a big fan of... Oh, look, actually, we have a call coming in. All right, let's go ahead and take it here. Good morning. What was your most proud or fun Halloween costume?
Good morning. It was not mine. It was my son's. He is very much into signs. And so one year he dressed up as a dead end sign.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's really good.
And it came in handy because I got to use it yesterday.
She did.
Nice.
She got to use it when they went to the trunk or treat event at the police station. Yeah.
Well, and she just helped us out because we, on Mondays, Beth usually joins us. Now we got a little bit of Beth. We got a little bit of Beth today, which is really better. Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You have a good one. Happy Halloween. That's a good one, too. That's a great suggestion. A great one to bring up. I forgot about that. I remember you guys telling me that.
Yeah, a classic. Yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah, growing up, I've always just been a big fan of impersonators. I myself was never very good at it. For my whole life, there was one impression I could really do, and it was Jack Nicholson. I don't know why. I grew up on a lot of Jack, so maybe that's why. That sounded maybe bad. Grew up on a lot of Jack Nicholson.
that was good.
I just have always enjoyed that very much. I think that one of the greatest impersonators I've ever seen, because there's obviously some legends out there, go all the way back to, oh gosh, I just blanked on his name now. The guy who did made a career out of it for 50 years or whatever. Like,
I'm trying to remember now.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
The original of all this.
Yeah.
It'll come to me like in two at night tonight.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, Phil Hartman was incredibly good at this. So many others are very good at doing impersonations.
Rich Little was pretty good.
Little,
was that the one you were thinking of?
That's who I was thinking of. Rich Little. Thank you, Seth. Kevin Pollak, wonderful actor. You know, you've seen him in The Usual Suspects and a handful of other movies. A lot of people don't know he got his start as a stand-up comedian.
He did.
And doing impressions. And he does the greatest Christopher Walken impression of all time. And this is just too funny not to share. I heard it this morning, and I had to share it with the audience here. We'll go right through this, you guys.
Hi. Trick or treat? That's a damn good question. Quite the conundrum. Little dudes. You've put forth on this Hallow's Eve. Having said that, my young costumed friends, as fate would have it, I too have a question. Which one of you can guess what I've buried under my house? Hey kids, where you going?
The great Kevin Pollak, everybody.
Yes,
that is too darn good not to share. We are going to go ahead. You know what? We'll keep this going, actually, because I want to take calls if anybody calls up. Let's get to this. Tonight's Powerball. If you're someone who only plays the lottery when the jackpot is really big, now's your time to shine. Tonight's Powerball drawing is worth an estimated $1
billion. What?
$1 billion. Only 5 states don't do the Powerball: Nevada, Utah, Alabama, Hawaii, and Alaska. So no one's hit the jackpot since August 3rd, when somebody in Pennsylvania won $207 million. There have been 37 drawings since then. Let's see here. Let's go ahead and take a phone call, actually, guys. Let's go ahead and do that real quick.
Right.
Good morning. What's the Halloween costume you're proud of?
Well, my dad worked as a sanitary engineer, or a garbage man, for a while after he lost his other job. He brought home a gas mask, a regular old World War II gas mask. I painted that with red. It had holes on it. And I went trick-or-treating with my younger sisters. I have 6 younger sisters. But anyways, I was probably almost 15 at the time. And I went to the door with him. The little boy, about 7, came to the door. I scared him so bad, he ran all the way back into the house. I mean, I couldn't even, you know, he ran and cried.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you for sharing that, sir. Thank you so much. You have a great day. Happy Halloween. Oh, that was a good one.
Thank you
so much. Oh, I'm so glad we did this.
That was a good one. That was fantastic. Excellent.
New York has, going back to the lottery real quick, just to wrap that up, New York has a Take 5 lottery. It does twice a day, a midday drawing and an evening drawing. And last Thursday, the same set of numbers hit both times. The numbers were 18, 21, 30, 35, and 36. That's only 5 numbers, and the Powerball has 6, so you'll have to come up with your own. And how crazy is this? The odds of hitting the Powerball tonight with all 6 numbers are 1 in 292 million.
Wow.
The odds of those 5 numbers hitting twice in a row were 1 in 331 billion.
Whoa. Oh, my.
A lottery official confirmed it really did happen, though, and said there wasn't any foul play. The numbers were properly vetted and verified on the site as far as the lottery for the New York lottery.
The New York lottery, yeah.
But that's just incredible.
That is insanity. Getting 5 of the same. Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy.
Wow.
We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. And of course, a little bit later in the hour, we'll have the 10 most haunted places in Wisconsin.
Cool.
That's coming up for us and plenty more right here on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time for Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we're going to do right now is celebrate all of you. We want you to celebrate with our friends at Misty's Menu. Get on over there right now. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, thank the gang for us, and let them know how much we appreciate them.
Yes.
Great people over there.
Indeed.
I want to thank our audience getting us all these birthdays and anniversaries for today. We got a ton of them, you guys. That's awesome. I want to remind you guys to get them to us. Mm-hmm. info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries that way. Or like our Facebook page. You can direct message us them as well. Mm-hmm. So first up, I need, you know what? I'm going to make Seth work, Melissa. You know, you're with us more often, so you got to do this more often. I'm going to make Seth do this.
Okay.
Today. Seth, I need you to give me a 1 through 4.
1 through 4. Let's do 3.
All right, there we go. There gives us our qualifier. So we can go right into the celebrating.
All right.
And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to our good friend, Pete Revel.
Pete! Aww,
happy birthday, Pete!
Pete, of course, joined us on these airwaves a handful of times. Mm-hmm. Pete, one of the founders and, I believe, you know, heads of Four on the Floor.
I believe that's correct, yep.
One of our wonderful local jazz bands around here. Really, really like watching Pete play.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about like charismatic and fun piano players and people who really get the job. Pete's really good at playing. He's very good at all those things. Sneaky good MC.
Yes, he is.
I think because he's got such a like welcoming attitude to him, and you don't see the showmanship in him all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've worked with him a little bit, like I've gotten to, or with FRM Fest in that, you can see it. You see that this is a complete showman right here. He is like all over the board.
Right.
Great, great artist as well. Pete, enjoy your day.
Yes,
thank you so
Pete.
Much for everything you put into our community, sharing your talents with us and everything. Have a great one.
Awesome birthday.
Mm-hmm. I also want to wish a very happy anniversary to a couple of friends of the station. Happy 30th anniversary to Jeff and Kathy Stoner.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, yes. Happy 30th anniversary. Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Very cool, you guys. Congratulations.
Yeah.
You've heard Jeff join us in recent years calling in from Texas and that. Of course, many people, longtime listeners, longtime residents of the area, know Jeff, one of the better salesmen you'll ever meet. one of my favorite people to work with back in the day. I love working with Jeff. Good guy. And Kathy is amazing as well. Jeff, Kathy, enjoy your 30th. They're, of course, in Texas now, but they formerly lived here in Rapids.
Yeah.
Right on.
I also want to wish a happy 58th anniversary to Jim and Joe Clevine.
Oh, right. Congratulations, Jim and Joe.
Joe even was nice enough to share a secret to their long marriage. I mean,
awesome.
58 years, you guys.
Yeah.
58 years. Congratulations, you two. Right.
That's awesome.
That's all. Joe said the secret to a long marriage is that you got to learn to laugh.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
That, boy, if that ain't the truth, right?
Yep.
That's really good. That is really good.
That's a good one, yeah.
That's great.
Be able to laugh together, laugh at yourself. Oh, yeah.
And also, our qualifier today, celebrating her birthday, Sandra Green.
Oh, happy birthday, Sandra.
Congratulations as our qualifier. Yeah.
If that name sounds familiar to you, Sandra is of the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. She keeps us informed about the happenings with the county parks and rec areas.
Very good. Oh, thank you for that. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Appreciate Sandra and everything. Mm-hmm. And you can thank Seth, Sandra. He chose the number.
That was me.
a big shout out to her.
Before we get to the celebrities, can I do a belated birthday? My nephew, Henry, had his birthday on the 29th, so I get a chance to do that. Wasn't able to do it beforehand, so we'll wish Henry a happy birthday.
Very happy birthday.
Happy late birthday, Henry.
Yeah.
That's funny. I got a nephew, Henry, too.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Became a popular name again.
Yeah.
It did.
Let's look at some celebrity names here. And first up on the list, Willow Smith is 22.
Willow Smith. Where's
that? One of the Smith kids. One of the Will and Jada's.
Oh, that one. Okay. I know I'd heard it from somewhere. Right.
Yeah, she's you know, both of them are really working to try to do big things, too. Mm-hmm. I don't mean, like, entertainment-wise. I mean, like, the world-wise.
Oh, that's cool. I like that. That's cool.
Well, his son...
She's a singer.
Yeah, she's a singer.
Oh, that's where it was.
She's since kind of gone to... gone a little more into environmentalism.
Oh.
That's where her brother, her older brother, has been. Like, Jaden kind of walked away from... Mm-hmm. Yeah, he kind of walked away from acting, has kind of really put his emphasis, his celebrity status, whatever you want to word it as, mm-hmm. into making the world better.
Wow.
Trying to... like, awesome. One of his big things is encouraging his generation to not buy new clothes, or at least not a lot, going to thrift stores and buying things. And
recycling, yeah, reusing.
Good.
When you see a kid like that who grew up with a lot of money and a lot of opportunity, it means a little bit more, I think. And
yeah, that's a good point.
I do want to say this isn't necessarily a story from Willow Smith, but it's a story about her, and... Maybe we need to be a little bit better about this as a society. Did Will Smith do something to where he should be blackballed for the rest of life? Like, I don't know. I'm asking that yeah. question. I'm not mm-hmm. saying whether he should or he shouldn't or anything, and I'm not even going to put my opinion on this. It does seem there are certain things about the man that I think are noteworthy, and one of them is where he started off, where he was such a private person, to where he is now, where he shared so much.
Mm-hmm.
And as a dad, and a struggling dad, I'll admit, he shared a story once that really I thought was really amazing. He thought when his kids are very young, he thought the best thing that he could do as a dad, the best thing is, you know, encouraging them and building them up and making them as confident as he is and everything, which mm-hmm. is a good thing to do as a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Willow was a singer. He wanted to encourage that. So he helped. He got her a record deal and all these things. And next thing they know, they're touring the world.
Mm.
And she's like 10, 11, something like that.
Yeah.
And he's just all like, hey, look what my kid gets to do. Look at my kid's got a number one hit single and stuff, like something Whip Your Hair Around the song was. I whip my hair back and forth or something like that.
I remember that. Yeah.
And doing all these things, and they're touring together, and he's like, I get to tour with my daughter and all this stuff. And he goes backstage one day, and she has shaved her head.
Whoa.
Because she doesn't want to do this anymore. She didn't want to do it in the first place. Like, this is not her life. This is not what she wants. And he thought, oh, she likes singing. He thought he would encourage her and build her up because he didn't have a lot of that. And he wanted to build her confidence up and everything. And before he knew it, that's where they were, where his little girl was. She wanted to go home so bad she shaved her head because her big hit song was Whip Your Hair Around. She thought if she shaved her head, they'd send her home, end of tour, all that.
Mm-hmm.
And he shared this story. And I found it very vulnerable. I found it very cool that he shared the story and everything and talked about how from that point forward, it was all about that. It truly was about them.
Mm.
And what do you, what is the best thing for you? Looking at it more from their perspective than his own.
Right. And that's big to admit that. I mean, when you're...
I thought it was.
That's not a... Yeah. So, we in other words, we shouldn't just judge Will Smith on one incident. In other words, you have to take the whole person. Yeah.
You gotta pay for what you do. There has to be accountability. I'm not saying that they should welcome back to the Oscars next year or something like that. But I do think that when we're going to be canceling people here and more left and right... We got to be careful about who we're canceling. We got to be careful about how heavy we are about this.
Yep.
It's a gigantic difference because I heard this weekend. Oh, it looks like Kanye, because I'm not calling him Yee. Forget that. it looks like Kanye is going to go the route of Will Smith. And I'm like, are you kidding me? There's a universe-sized difference between what Kanye West is doing and what Will Smith did.
Uh-huh.
What Will Smith did was messed up and wrong. And there's nothing, no way you can make it okay in my book. What Kanye West is doing is just insanity.
Mm-hmm.
It's a complete difference. That's murky to me. This happened during the Me Too movement, too. It's an important movement. It was an incredibly important, vital movement to our society. But you had way too many people like putting Harvey Weinstein in the group with like somebody who told an offensive joke. Now, both are wrong and both need accountability. But you can't lump these things together. Our brains are smart enough to dissect these things.
Yeah.
Use your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. And I part of the reason I ramble to everybody is because there's just not a lot of birthdays on the list today. I'm going to be honest with you.
Hey, we got to fill time somehow. Yeah.
I got Vanilla Ice here at 55. I mean, they don't even give his real name.
Ice Baby.
Yeah, isn't like Vinkerwurl? He's got a weird long name.
He does have an interesting name, yes.
The great Adam Horowitz is 56. Many of us know him as King Ad Rock from the Beastie Boys.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Nice. Nice. My man, nicely done. Oh, that was awesome. Oh, I didn't see that coming. I wasn't looking at somebody did it, too. That was awesome. I heard Ad Rock there. I love me some Beastie Boys.
Yeah.
Rob Schneider is 59.
Wow.
Making copies.
Yeah, so many great character lines. Let's see here. Peter Jackson is 61. The fantastic director of Lord of the Rings, King mm-hmm. Kong remake, directed the three Hobbit movies.
Wait, he was born on Halloween?
Yeah, how perfect
for Peter Jackson. Oh, my gosh. I didn't realize that.
I'm jealous of every one of these people because if I could have picked my birthday, it would have been on Halloween.
Yeah, that's
sure.
pretty cool. Yeah,
the great for my money and still one of my favorite journalists of all time and still somebody I follow to this day. His reporting, Dan Rather, 91 today.
91.
Wow.
And he's still doing stuff too. I mean, literally, you can find him online. Yeah.
I follow him on Twitter. I follow a lot of the things mm-hmm. he does. I got to say, we did not realize as kids how spoiled we were when we had the big three. Those three big and Rather, Koppel, and Jennings, those three big news sources. And I liked all of them.
Yep.
My house was, I forget what channel Dan was on, but my house was at that channel, so we watched Dan more.
That was CBS. Dan was on CBS. Right.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, all of those guys were great.
My favorite was always Tom Brokaw.
Yes,
Tom. Tonight. How many times he said tonight on his broadcast? That was always fun.
Brokaw, probably out of all three of them, had the most distinct voice.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Very deep voice, yes.
And all three of them, great friends. Yep. All three mm-hmm. of them worked together, shared information together. Wasn't about who got the big story, who broke the story, who had the... you got the correct info? Let me double check that.
Let's go with that then.
They checked their sources with each other. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, incredible. Like, again, I don't know if we'll ever see that again.
Probably not.
It's very sad to me, but, yeah. So people no longer with us, like the great Michael Collins, born on this day in 1930, passed away in 2021. During Apollo 11, he stayed in the ship while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon. always admired that about him.
Yes. He knew. I mean, because you know you're not going to be the person that everyone remembers.
Yeah.
It's always going to be the guys that actually walked on the moon, but someone needed to be in that module, so... Yeah.
Michael Landon, born on this day in 1936, passed away in 1991. Little Joe Cartwright on Bonanza, Charles Ingalls on Little House on the Prairie. Many of us know him as Jonathan on Highway to Heaven, the star of the star of the 1957 horror movie, I Was a Teenage Werewolf.
I was going to say, you better not forget that
right,
one.
Right, right. Yeah, you got
to. You want to see a fun horror movie tonight? Watch it. It's not bad. It's actually, it's cheap and it's cheesy. It's fun. It's such a fun movie.
Of all the celebrities I would have pegged being born on Halloween, Michael Landon is one of the last I would have pegged.
Yeah, I know. Really?
Right.
One of the first would have been one of my favorites of all time, top 10 influence of all time, the great, the wonderful John Candy. Born on this day in 1950, passed away in 1994. Spaceball, Stripes, Splash, Cool Runnings, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I could keep going if everybody'd like. I mean, John's body of work speaks for itself.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Also, Second City alum. One of our proudest alums from Second City is John Candy.
Did he ever do stand-up?
No.
But no, he was just an improv guy. Okay.
He was discovered by Lorne Michaels and his fellow Canadian. They have both of them and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like many, like Rick Moranis and Dave Thomas and some others, bringing them down to do Second City television.
Yep.
And John Candy, like, I love Eugene Levy. I like Rick Moranis. All the people that were on that show. Catherine O'Hara is one of my favorite human beings of all time. John Candy was my guy. John, I just love my dad caught me a number of times staying up late just because the Johnny LaRue sketch he would do on Second City was they would only play it until later in the show.
Right.
And I'd stay up late or sneak out and turn the TV on just for that sketch. Just love me some John Candy.
Born on Halloween, his name is Candy. I mean, come on.
Right, come on. Just too fitting. One more time, we want to again wish a very happy birthday to our friend Pete Ravel.
Yes.
Happy 30th anniversary to Jeth and Kathy Stoner.
Mm-hmm.
Happy 50th anniversary to Jim and Joe Clavin.
Yes. Thanks for the tip, by the way.
Yeah. And a big happy birthday to our qualifier today, Sandra Green. Sandra, enjoy your day.
Yes. Happy birthday. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Celebrate with our friends over at Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. They're open till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You stick around, listen to Melissa's news as you head over to Misty's, and let them know that we wish them a great day and appreciate them right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody.
I just realized the irony there.
Yeah. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you at 8:42 on the clock on this All Hallows Eve. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yes.
I got a great article here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And a big shout out to them. Chad Lewis published this a while back. But I thought it was too much fun not to get into.
All right.
This fall, you can do some ghost busting of your own with this list of spine-chilling spots here in Wisconsin. So essentially what we have here are the most haunted places in Wisconsin.
All right.
Ooh. We first go off to Summerwind, land of the lakes. The state's most haunted site sits in the far northern reaches of Wisconsin. Summerwind Mansion was built in a fishing lodge in the early 1900s and remodeled in 1916 by Robert Lamont, who would go on to be U.S. Secretary of Commerce under Herbert Hoover.
Oh, wow. How about that?
The house appears to have been haunted from the start, but the Lamonts disagreed the whispers among the waitstaff of strange noises and events. They didn't believe in it. Then one night, Lamont fired two shots at what he thought was an intruder, only to discover there was no one there. The Lamonts abruptly left the house that day and with all their belongings that night and never returned.
Wow. How about that?
The house has had numerous owners over the ensuing years, including Arnold and Ginger Hinshaw, who bought a Summerland in the early 70s. For 6 months, the couple and their four children endured all a manner of psychic phenomenon, including fleeting shadows, whispering voices, and all this. Let's see. While they were living there, Arnold had a nervous breakdown and Ginger attempted suicide.
Oh, goodness.
And, of course, their story was documented in the classic A Haunting. The 2005 Discovery Channel episode of A Haunting.
Wow. That's craziness. Huh.
Nelson's Hall in Washington Island.
Oh, Washington Island. Okay.
Cool. Nelson's Pub is steeped in history and tradition thanks to the former owner, Tom Nelson, deeply devoted to bitters, which he drank daily until his passing at the age of 90.
Oh.
Nelson managed to keep his bar open during Prohibition by getting a pharmacy license and selling his spirits as medicine.
Oh, nicely done.
Oh,
that's spin.
That's pretty good. I like that
very
one.
Impressive. Such was his love for his pub that he refused to leave the place even 100 years after his death. Nelson lived and died in the apartment above the bar where phantom footsteps have been heard on the stairs to this day.
Ooh, a haunted bar. That's kind of cool.
Don't hear that
a little
very
different,
often.
Yeah.
That's cool, yeah.
Mary of the Elk Lake Dam. Elk Lake is where we go next. Like many ghosts, yes. Oh, yeah. Good. I didn't catch that. Good catch, Mel.
Yep.
Like many ghost stories, this one is rooted in tragedy. In 1974, the body of young Mary Shilvis was found in the rural Elk Lake area. At the time, police believed that the victim had been hitchhiking from Minneapolis to Chicago when she was picked up by her killer. A man had been seen pushing the body out of a car.
Ooh.
But that lead went nowhere, and the case remains open and cold to this day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
The lack of resolution may explain why Mary's restless spirit has continued to stay on the scene.
Mm. Is it a hitchhiking ghost?
Yes.
Those are classic stories.
Yes,
yeah.
Those are.
Yeah.
And I always wonder when you hear these stories, especially like this one's from 74, so I guess I wouldn't imagine it's this one, but which was the one that got it started? You know, what was the first one? Like, what area, what city, what town? I'd love to know, like, where some of these, like, literally began.
Because there's a lot of them. Hitchhiking ghost one is a fan. In fact, Telly Savalas had a story of one of those that happened to him, and which is really cool. I don't know if that's where it first got, like, wide.
Yeah, but I got to hear that. I got to look that interview up. That's all. Especially coming from him. Such a guy, like, you know, that'd be interesting. Riverside Cemetery in Appleton.
Ooh, we're in Appleton now. Nice.
Discreetly set apart from the main grave sites at Riverside Cemetery is the final resting place of Kate Blood. Rumors have long swirled around this woman with her fateful last name. According to various sources, she was a witch and many other things. Although the details of Blood's life or fate are unknown, her gravesite has become a hotbed of paranormal activity.
Wow.
Many visitors have reported an eerie chill, and some have seen a dark hooded figure that vanishes into thin air. I apologize about that, okay? That was me. I apologize. I thought it was a shortcut to go through the cemetery, and didn't mean.
Why were you wearing robes and a hood though?
James. Yeah, it's just it was cold.
It was cold.
It was cold. Thank you, Melissa. Nicely done. Nice. Even more spine chilling are the stories of blood oozing from the headstone,
ooh,
which people will swear by that has happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow.
Brumbird Mansion in Milwaukee. Okay. And this is when I saw Milwaukee, I thought it was going to be the hotel.
Mm. Oh,
the famous hotel in Milwaukee.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember what it's called. So
there are so many stories of that one.
Yeah,
and being haunted and everything. But maybe that one's low hanging fruit. Maybe since 1910, the 8,000 square foot Brumder Mansion has gone through numerous incarnations. Once operating as a boarding house, and later as a coffee house and parsonage.
Wow.
There was no evidence of paranormal activity there until renovations began in the late 1990s to restore the home to its original state. Today, the mansion is a B&B, providing lavish accommodations for both the living and the dead.
That hotel, you guys, is the
Pfister.
The Pfister.
I knew it was the
Pfister. Yep.
I knew because it was a name I never feel comfortable saying.
I don't know. Especially on the air. It just sounds wrong.
But it's also connected to the MLB, so.
Oh, yeah.
It is. Baseball players. Yep, stay there. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
There are players that are known to go to now Airbnb places because they will.
They don't want to stay there.
Yeah. Exactly.
And it's all veterans. It's all veterans that do it. It's no rookies.
The rookies and the young guys, yeah.
There's a story of, I want to say it was one of the Texas Rangers rookies or something like that, that they were interviewing in Chicago radio or something like that, and he had brought this up by chance. And they could not figure out his rookie season, why it was just him and a bunch of other rookies staying in this hotel. For that particular team, whatever year this was, he was a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
All the veterans, including the manager, stayed in different places and would not stay in that hotel.
Wow.
That's funny.
That is funny.
I think it should be said, though, too, Seth, I don't know if you'd agree with me on this, the most superstitious athletes, baseball players by far.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. 100%. Yep.
Yeah. Hockey players are close, but not really.
Not like baseball players. No.
One more I wanted to get to here. The Phantom Man of Highway 12 in Baraboo.
Ooh. Nice.
Highway 12 between Baraboo and the Dells is brimming with water parks, oversized animals, and a slew of other bizarre roadside attractions. But the road's strangest attraction is the Phantom Hitchhiker.
Oh, another one.
Witnesses have described a man standing on the side of the road wearing a tattered green army jacket. Drivers pass the hitchhiker only to see him appear again down the road.
Oh, that's creepy.
We aren't sure who he is because no one has had the nerve to actually pick him up.
Ooh, could you imagine? Oh, man. Just creeps me out thinking about it, man.
As soon as I said that out loud, it gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that one, and I don't get goosebumps very easily.
No, wow.
Usually it's nostalgia that gives me goosebumps. I don't know if in my life I've ever really had that, but the idea of him showing up a little bit later on down the road.
That's the creepy part.
Yeah.
That's very much the creepy part. I'll admit,
that one got me.
Yeah.
You passed me by. I'll try again.
If I'm by myself, I might stop. I wouldn't want to bring anybody else in that with me. But if I'm by myself, I might stop. And if I do, I've got my camera phone going the whole time.
Make sure you get this.
The whole time. I think that's part of the reason why I have not experienced any like supernaturalisms or anything like that. Because I'm not going to be necessarily like anybody would be. I'll be taken back by a second.
Right.
But my first instinct has always been, gotta get this.
Get the picture. Get the video.
Yeah. Because nobody's going to believe me, especially if I start talking about this. Because half of my comedy is exaggeration.
Sure, James.
And the other half is sarcasm.
Yeah.
So nobody I actually want to sneak one more in here real quick, and we'll do it after break. We'll go to break first. We'll come back, and we'll get to that one. When we come back on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. 8:55 on the clock. So we're going to just take it right to the top of the hour. I wanted to wrap up these most haunted places in Wisconsin.
Yes.
Just had two more I wanted to touch on. Kind of interesting ones. The next one, the Siren Bridge Siren.
Ooh.
This much is true. A young family was heading home on County Highway B when their car crashed through the guardrail and landed upside down in the swampy waters below. A father, mother, and their young daughter were trapped inside the vehicle and drowned. Although gone, the family is not forgotten. A number of motorists who have passed that fateful spot have reported hearing the voice of the young girl.
Ooh.
Maybe. Yeah.
That gave me chills. I don't like this anymore.
Got to get
this
one more. Got one more, Mel. One more. Just got to go through one more. Bride Bridge in Stevens Point.
Ooh, we're getting close to home here.
Yeah, I wanted to do one more close to home, close to central Wisconsin.
Yeah.
This story has all the elements of the classic ghost story. A bloody bride, a terrified being that appears in a mirror, and a corroborating authority figure. According to lore, many years ago, a young woman was killed on her wedding night in a car accident on Highway 66 Bridge. Mm. Since then, there have been reports of a woman wearing a bloody wedding dress standing outside on the bridge and sitting in the backseat of passing cars,
Ooh.
Visible to the driver in the rearview mirror.
Ooh.
On the same bridge, a police officer reportedly said that he saw the same things. And
wow.
Something about when law officials say these things, it adds a little more weight to it.
It does. It really does.
That is an interesting one. And Wisconsin's got a lot of fun nooks and crannies and different things around there. I apologize. I didn't see our microphones were so high up.
It was kind of loud over here. I was going to say something.
Sorry about that.
We're good.
Look behind the curtain. I have to push Mel's mic all the way up because the volume is so low on this clear feed. And then by habit, I must have pushed all of ours up. I apologize. Nobody needs to hear my voice at that level. Nobody. I wanted to touch on something else before we go to break. Seth has got that for you. This is such an exciting thing we are doing. Seth, tell them.
Promotion, giving stuff away, because we love to do that here. Mm-hmm. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway. We will be giving away two tickets to the January 1st game between the Packers and the Vikings at Lambeau Field. These are club tickets, everybody. So these are nice. These are nice tickets. Mm-hmm. If you want to get involved, you can go to one of our Dropbox locations. Right now, we have one at Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome. We've got one at La Taqueria and one at Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids. And we have one at the Piggly Wiggly in Nakusa. We ask one registration per person per location. You have until November 28th. The winner will be announced on November 30th. I mean, what a way to start a year.
Yeah.
I mean, this is going to be a banner year. You start off at the Vikings-Packers game. And yes, I said Vikings first. The Vikings-Packer game on January 1st. What fun.
That is so, wow. I mean, it's nice to be able to give people something to look forward to. It's nice to be able to do something where we can get, it's hard in the NFL season how do we know it's going to be a good game?
Mm-hmm.
There were so many games this past weekend that we thought were going to be close, there were blowouts. The team that we didn't think were going to win, we won. It's been one of those seasons.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Minnesota's good this year. Green Bay is good in getting things figured out. Mm-hmm. I know they lost yesterday. I was impressed with the way they played against Buffalo, and especially in that second half.
Yeah, tough team. Tough team to play against, yeah.
And these teams, it's the definition of throw the record books out. It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a good one. This is going to be a good one. We want you to get to this, everybody. We also want...
Speaking of records, that Vanishing Hitchhiker, it can be found in a 400-year-old manuscript.
Wow, is that cool, Mel?
That is cool.
I'm so glad you looked that up.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I had to look it up.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. We are looking for more sponsors and more people to host these drop boxes.
Yep.
Give our great sales staff a call at 424-2600. I'm sorry, 424-1300.
Yep.
424-1300. You'll talk to Pam. Pam will hook you up with Steph, the best in the business.
Yep. If you get those in by the 3rd, by Thursday, that's what we're looking for. So.
Yeah. Well, stick around, everybody. We're going to kick off next hour with the segment Melissa hosts, The Kitchen's Open. That's
all right.
Coming up.
Woo-hoo.
Right here on Mornings on WFHR.